This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. UC Health and Denver Health say they'll soon require employees, providers, and volunteers to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Both say a vaccine mandate will increase safety for all patients, visitors, and care team members. Denver Health's Dr. Connie Price says most staff members are already vaccinated, and she says when a similar policy was enacted for the flu vaccine a few years ago, only a few workers decided to leave rather than get a shot.
We're making every effort to make sure that those who are uncomfortable or anxious about this mandate have all the support they need to help counsel and get all the information they need.
For UC Health employees, the deadline is October 1st. For those at Denver Health, it's November 1st. Deputies with the Larimer County Sheriff's Office say they exchanged gunfire with a suspected drunk driver in Berthoud last night. The suspect was transported to a hospital and is being treated for undisclosed injuries. Deputies did not specify whether they were the ones who shot the suspect. The 8th Judicial District Critical Incident Response Team and the Loveland Police Department will investigate the incident. People in Eagle County will be allowed to light campfires and smoke outdoors starting tomorrow. That's because there won't be any active fire restrictions in the county. Fire officials say rain, increased humidity, and cooler temperatures have lowered the risk of wildfires. They warn residents to make sure any open flame in the wilderness is fully controlled. Restrictions could be reintroduced if fire conditions return. With the spyware program Pegasus, governments can hack cell phones for photos, messages, and more. Terrorists and criminals are a prime target, but what about protections for ordinary law-abiding citizens? That's next from Fresh Air here on CPR News and KRCC.